Page 56, Measure 24-456, Cascade School District Number 5. Bonds to improve health, safety, address overcrowding, repair, and update schools. Question, shall Cascade School District issue $56,300,000 in general obligation bonds to improve safety, address overcrowding, repair facilities, include citizen oversight? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, district will receive $4 million state grant only if bonds are approved. Bond and grant funds are expected to finance capital costs, including health, safety, security improvements, including secure entrances, secure camera systems, fire safety systems, asbestos abatement, air quality ADA improvements, updating, expanding, renovating facilities, addressing overcrowding, including providing additional classrooms in Almsville, Cloverdale, Turner Elementary Schools, Cascade Junior High, high schools, expanding vocational learning spaces, upgrading technology infrastructure, updates to maintain or extend life of facilities, reducing operating or maintenance costs, updating electrical, HVAC systems, replacing or repairing roofs, plumbing, flooring, site improvements, demolition, furnishings, equipment, bond issuance costs. The district would establish citizen oversight committee to ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Bonds would mature and not to exceed 25 years from issuance and may be issued in series. The estimated incremental increase in tax rate is 92 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. Actual levy rates may differ due to changes in interest rates and assessed value. Explanatory statement, the Cascade School District serves approximately 2,500 students from the communities of Turner, Almsville, Marion, and Cloverdale. The district operates 6 schools, 3 elementary, 1 junior high school, 1 high school, and an alternative education center. The school board has placed this $56.34 million general obligation bond on the ballot to fund health, safety, and security improvements, address school overcrowding, provide upgrades and updates to buildings, improve learning spaces, and expand vocational opportunities for students. Cascade School District schools face challenges. School health, safety, and security requirements have changed. Enrollment has increased by over 400 students in the last 8 years, causing capacity issues across all grade levels. School buildings are aging, requiring updates and efficiency upgrades such as heating, lighting, electrical, and plumbing to improve learning conditions. Some schools require foundation and structural repairs, and some do not meet today's educational standards. Community-identified priorities. In 2019, after the completion of an independent school facility evaluation, the district formed a facility needs committee with representation from community members and staff to gather public input on the needs of school buildings. This committee recommended a bond measure to the school board to fund the following capital projects: improve health, safety, and security at every school, repair or replace locks, front entrances, security camera systems, air quality improvements, and asbestos abatement, fire safety systems, address community and growth and classroom overcrowding, construct additional classrooms and renovate existing school facilities to expand student capacity, extend the life of aging school buildings, foundation, building structure, roofing repairs, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC energy efficiency upgrades, technology infrastructure upgrades, support and expand student career pathways, new high school science classrooms, repurpose older high school classrooms to expand vocational classes. Financials. Bonds would mature and not to exceed 25 years from issuance and may be issued in series. The increase in levy rate is projected to be 92 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value over the current rate. Actual levy rates may differ due to changes in interest rates and assessed value. Bond to leverage state matching funds. The district would receive $4 million in state matching grants only if this bond measure is approved. If the bond measure fails, these funds would not be received. Bond funds can only be used for voter-approved projects. The law prohibits the use of bond funds for any expenses not listed on the ballot. Citizen oversight and accountability. An independent citizen-led bond oversight committee would be established to oversee use of bond funds, specifically ensure bond revenues are used only for purposes consistent with ballot title and state law, reduce long-term maintenance, construction costs, and improve efficiency and longevity and innovative practices, review quarterly reports produced by district each year the bond proceeds are spent in order to assess general compliance with the bond program approved by voters, submitted by Darren Drill, Superintendent. This information furnished by Darren Drill, Superintendent. Page 57, an argument in support of 24-456. We, the parent organizations of Almsville and Cloverdale, appreciate the support of our communities have given our schools over the years. For the following reasons, we have voted to support the bond. With input from the community, the bond has been designed to create upgrades in every single school building in the district, as well as technology updates necessary to prepare students for the future. Our students will be safer at school. New security systems, internal locks, external locks, new exterior doors and windows, and additional security cameras will help protect our students and staff every day. The bond will help relieve overcrowding by adding classroom space. This will help provide for the recent and future population growth within our district. It will help modernize and maintain our investment in these buildings. Long-term efficiency projects will save the district money and operational costs. These funds will go right back into our classrooms and support the students. The bond will support career and technical education. The additional science classrooms at the high school will expand health science occupation programs. The district could then repurpose old science classrooms and create more space in the vocational building. Our schools and the services they provide to students are a public good that benefits the entire community. This is an investment that will help the Cascade School District community maintain strong home values and a strong sense of community and identity. Please continue your support of Cascade students, schools, and the community by voting yes on the Cascade School Bond. Nicole Priest, Almsville PTC, Stephanie Bromley, Cloverdale PTO President. This information furnished by Nicole Priest, Almsville Parent Teacher Club. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 57, another argument in support. A need has arisen in our district to improve the facilities that play an integral part in the Cascade community. In 2005, we passed a bond measure to make improvements across the Cascade School District. These facilities have had a positive impact on our children and the community. It was a shining example of what can be accomplished when a community comes together. Today, we have another opportunity to see the community come together. The Cascade School District facilities impact more than just our students. Schools serve as meeting places for different religious organizations, administrative programs, and other groups. Youth sports are able to use the fields and facilities at many schools, so kids can be active at a young age. Throughout the year, the district opens its doors for meals, celebrations, and other events for anyone in our area to attend. The Cabin Fever program allows the public to take manufacturing classes, cooking classes, art classes, and more, all at Cascade High School. These facilities are all of our facilities. Let's make them something to be proud of. We encourage everyone to support a bond measure that will bring our school facilities to the standard we need for an appropriate learning environment for our children, the staff, and the betterment of the community. Communities are measured on how they contribute to the needs of others. Time and time again, the Cascade School District residents come together to fill up and support one another. Our community is kind and willing to sacrifice for those in need. We have a need. Please vote for bond measure 24-456, Ben Nelson, CYB President, Travis Newton, CYB Past President, Levi Wilson, CYB Past President. This information furnished by Ben Nelson, Cascade Youth Basketball. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 58. Another argument in support of 24-456, strong schools equal a strong community and economy. Great schools are good for our economy and community. Students will graduate ready for work or college. This bond expands vocational opportunities for students. The addition of science classes at the high school will support health occupation programs for students. The additional classroom space will also open up space in the vocational building to expand career technical education programs for high school and junior high students. It supports our local economy. Bond work will add jobs and money to the local economy. Great schools increase property values and support safe neighborhoods. It is a cost-effective way to modernize schools. The bond would address the updates that our schools need in order to continue to serve our students. Failing to act soon could result in a facility needs list that continues to grow and could cost more money if updates are delayed. Systems like updated HVAC at all schools and electrical upgrades would also increase energy efficiency, creating significant cost savings that can be redirected to the classroom. It addresses the needs of our growing community. Our growing community needs schools that can support growth. Portable buildings are inefficient and lack security. A school bond would enable us to build new classrooms in all of our school buildings. Please support our community, our economy, and our students. This information furnished by Chad Cassidy, Angels Share Barrel House. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor on page 58. Cascade teachers and administrators encourage you to support Measure 24-456. The Cascade School District is at a crossroads. We have limited space in all of our school buildings. Health, safety, and security concerns for the well-being of students and staff, and aging facilities in need of repair. With this bond, we have the opportunity to address these concerns and set up our district for the next 15 to 20 years. We know many of our schools need repairs. These repairs will create a better learning environment for students and allow the buildings to run efficiently. This will extend the lives of our school buildings and ultimately save money that can be redirected back into the classrooms. Cascade is also the fastest growing rural district in Oregon. This bond will help our rapidly growing community add critical space to our schools. Adding to this opportunity, a $4 million matching grant from the state of Oregon, which only happens if the bond passes. This bond is a win for all stakeholders. Please join Cascade teachers and administrators in supporting Measure 24-456. Tanya Rawi, Cascade Educational Association President, Tina Christensen, OSEA Cascade Chapter 131 President, Matt Thatcher, Principal Cascade High School, Pete Rasmussen, Principal Cascade Junior High School, Marie Thompson, Principal Cascade Opportunity Center, Cindy Ganfield, Principal Almsville Elementary School, Dan Peterson, Principal Turner Elementary School, Brian Dyer, Principal Cloverdale Elementary School. The printing of this information furnished by Tanya M. Rawi, Cascade Educational Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure.